Jack became sick during the series. For example, this is 1937.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Don Wilson speaking. I'd like nothing better than to introduce Jack Benny at this point for a half hour of fun. But I am indeed sorry to have to tell you that Jack is confined to a bed with a severe case of flu and will not be able to appear tonight. Mary won't let anyone else act as nurse, so she's giving him expert care, and we expect to have him back with us next week as hale and hearty as ever. So Phil Harris, Kenny Baker, and I will try to carry on with the assistance of Trudy Wood, who very graciously offered to work with us in Jack's absence. So now let's get on with the show. Are you ready, Phil?
I'm always ready and no crack.
I see.
Hello, Don.
Well, hello, Kenny.
I don't want to say hello again, and I don't know anything else to say, so maybe I better sing.
Well, have you a good song to pep Jack up?
Pep Jack up? Well, what's the matter with him?
Why, he has a bad attack of the flu and he's home in bed.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry.
Well, we all are, Kenny, but what's the name of the song you're going to sing?
You Are My Love. I wrote it all by myself with somebody else.
Well, what are the names of the people who wrote it?
Kenny Baker and Don Honrath.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Kenny Baker singing the song that he wrote with Don Honrath.
Hello again, this is Jack Benny, remember? The fellow who wasn't here last Sunday? And I want to tell you something, Don. It's a good thing I've got flat feet. Because I'm still pretty shaky, and I'd probably topple right over if they weren't.
In 1943, Jack came down with pneumonia, and he was off the show for 5 weeks.
The Grape Nuts Flakes program with Rochester, Dennis Day, Bill Goodwin, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, and yours truly, Don Wilson. And appearing for Jack Benny, who's confined with a cold, we have Jack's personal friends, George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Burns and Allen were CBS stars, but they appeared on NBC to help Jack.
Ladies and gentlemen, when Jack Benny found that he couldn't do his broadcast tonight, he told me to call on his good friends George Burns and Gracie Allen and ask them to pinch hit for him.
Oh. Come in.
Hello, George.
Well, I'll be Don Wilson. Come on in, Don. How's Jack?
Well, that's why I'm here, George. Jack has a bad cold.
Really? Well, I'm sorry to hear it.
He'd like me to ask you a favor, George.
Well, sure, anything at all.
Well, Jack won't be able to work tonight, so he wants you and Gracie to take over his show. Now, can you do it?
Well, sure, Don. We'll be happy to do anything for Jack.
Naturally, he knows that your time is valuable, and he doesn't expect you to do it for nothing.
Oh, now, Don.
He wants me to tell you that while he's lying in bed, he'll knit you a muffler.
Ah, good old Jack.
Now, all you have to do is buy the knitting needles and 4 balls of yarn.
Isn't 4 balls of yarn a lot for a muffler?
Oh, Jack wants one, too.
Oh, well, that's nice. That's nice. Gee, I've always envied Jack getting all those laughs. And here's my chance to kill all the people just by saying, yipe. And then he always gets a scream when he says, I do not marry and shut up. Gracie, Don wants us to do Jack Benny's program tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry, George, but I couldn't think of going on Jack's program.
You what?
Well, isn't that a comedy program?
Oh, yes.
And don't people laugh at it?
Well, sure.
Well, George, what would my public think? I'm a concert artist.
Together and say hello to George Burns. He's taking Jack's place tonight.
Hello, Dennis. How are you?
Ha, 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 ha!
What's funny?
Gee, you're a scream, Mr. Burns.
What's this anyway?
Aren't you taking Mr. Benny's place tonight?
Well, what of it?
I was afraid if I didn't laugh, you'd twist my arm like Mr. Benny does.
Oh, good night, everybody. And Jack, hurry and get well.
The next 4 weeks, Orson Welles was the guest host.
Now, Mary should be here early in the week, so when she arrives, I want you...
Jack had been on a World War II troop tour in Michigan when he developed pneumonia. Jack recovered in Chicago.
Hello, Rochester. Where are you?
I'm calling for Mr. Benny's apartment in Chicago.
Well, how is Mr. Benny?
He's feeling better today. As a matter of fact, he was playing cards all afternoon with Miss Van Jones, his nurse.
Miss Van Jones?
That's me in a white dress.
Oh.
This is your obedient servant, Orson Welles. And Mary, I'm glad you're back on the show. It's been a pleasure working with you today.
Same here, Orson. Good night, everybody. Good night, Dal.
By the way, Mary, I've been meaning to ask you, how's Jack coming along? Is he over his cold?
If he was over his cold, you wouldn't be here, brother.
Dennis?
Yes, Jack is much better, Orson. He's resting at the Arizona Biltmore in Phoenix.
And back with us, after an absence of 5 weeks, Jack Benny.
Oh, Mr. Benny, wake up.
What is it, Rochester?
What do you want, Rochester?
It's time for your cough medicine. I think you'll like it better now. I put more gin in it.
More gin?
How do you feel, Jack? You think you'll be able to make the show today?
I've got to. I can't disappoint my public. Just think, Mary, people have been deprived of hearing my voice for 5 long weeks.
You'd be surprised how fast they went.
Well, I'll admit that Orson Welles did a pretty good job. Now, Doc, would you mind examining me? I got to go down to NBC and do a broadcast today.
Why? Is Orson Welles sick?
I have news for you, Mr. Benny. Mr. Welles is about to pay you a visit.
Orson? Orson? Coming here to visit me?
Yes. He'll be here shortly.
Now, if you'll excuse us for a few minutes, Orson, we'll go ahead with our rehearsal.
Oh, I certainly don't mind if I stay and watch, do you?
No, not at all. Now, as I was saying, fellas, Don introduces me, then I come on.
Pardon me, there doesn't seem to be a chair here.
What? No chair? Mr. Wells doesn't have a chair.
Oh, my goodness. Here, Orson, take mine.
No, Orson, take my chair.
Take mine. It's got a pretty cushion on it.
Take my chair, Orson. It's peachy. Here, take the bed. I'll go out and hang on the clothesline.
A week later, Jack was still talking about his illness.
Now, as I Love Coffee, I Love Tea, played by Phil Harris and his boys, who have yet to drink coffee or tea out of anything but a saucer. I might even have said who have yet to drink either coffee or tea. But I've been sick and I'm sweet now. Yeah.
5 years later, Jack was sick, but he still did the show.
I appear through the courtesy of penicillin tonight. Good night.
In 1949, Jack had a minor operation.
Well, Mr. Benny, how are you feeling?
Oh, fine, Rochester. It's amazing how much better I am since I had that obstruction removed from my nose.
October 21st, the doctor told me I could leave the hospital. I felt so good and was such a beautiful day, I decided to walk home. As I started up Santa Monica Boulevard, people kept looking at me and smiling. I smiled back till I realized I was still wearing my nightie.
The doctor thought I ought to take a little brandy every 3 hours as a stimulant. Hand it to me, Rochester. I'll open it myself. Thanks. Hello?
Hey, Jackson, did you just open a bottle of brandy?
In 1951... Jack missed a week because of illness. He returned the next week.
Here's your dice, boss.
Well. A man certainly is lucky to get a nurse as pretty as you.
They didn't tell me this was a mental case.
This is 1953.
Doctors wanted me to stay in the hospital a little longer, but I insisted on getting out. $20 a day. Fortunately, I was getting 25 from the Blue Cross. I think next week I'll tell them I'm out. Dennis, come here a minute.
If you hit me, I'll tell the Blue Cross you're out of the hospital.
Following are topics related to enjoyment.
And Don, I'm glad you gave me that introduction because it brought out a side of me that most people don't realize. Benny, the nature lover.
Well, Jack, I didn't realize it myself until I read in the paper the other day that your petunias had won first prize in the Beverly Hills Flower Show.
My petunias? They only won third prize, Don. They should have come in first, but they weren't trying.
Weren't trying?
No, they just sat there in their pots and drooped.
This is 1938.
we bring you a man who has joined the ranks of Hollywood turfmen and bought himself a racehorse, Jack Benny.
Thank you. Hello again, this is Jack Benny talking. And Don, I don't know where you pick up all this information about me. Now, how did you find out that I bought a racehorse?
Well, Jack, I was talking to Bing Crosby the other day, and he just happened to mention it.
Oh, yes, Bing knows about it. As a matter of fact, I've been trying to put my horse in Crosby's stable, but it's too crowded.
Crosby has an enormous stable. There's plenty of room there for your horse.
All right, then he wanted too much money. I wouldn't pay him $80 a week to board my horse if he sang it to sleep every night.
So you've seen that nag of Jack's, huh, Mary?
Oh, sure, a couple of times.
Well, is it a good horse? What does it look like?
Looks like any minute two men are going to step out of it.
Man of War was a famous horse in the 1930s.
Yeah. Hey, Jack, let me see that picture, will you?
Here you are, Kenny. What do you think of him?
Oh, boy, he's a beauty.
Looks pretty fast, doesn't he?
I'll say he does. Well, why is he laying on his back?
Kenny, turn the picture around like this. There.
Well, I'll be darned. He got up.
Yeah. He does all kinds of tricks like that. Now, go ahead and sing your song, Kenny, and give me back that picture.
Say, wait a minute. Let me have a look at that.
Here you are, Phil. Well, is that a real horse or isn't it?
A good-looking animal, all right. But wait a minute. What's this stamped on the back of the picture?
Where?
Right there. It says Man of War.
Man of War? Well, that's the name of the photographer, Joe Man of War.
We are still on the topic of enjoyment.
Well, I've practiced enough, but I don't feel like going to bed. I think I'll go in the den and listen to the radio.
And can't you just see me there in the park, swaying to and fro in the breeze, drunk again? You know I don't drink.
Hey, Jackson, were you at the Lewis Walcott fight at the Yankee Stadium Friday night?
Sure, Phil, I was sitting right up front.
Did you hear the big reception I got when I came in? Everybody jumped to their feet and cheered and yelled.
Really, Phil, when'd you come in?
At 2 minutes and 56 seconds of the 11th round.
Oh, heaven's sake, Phil, they were cheering the fight. Jersey Joe Walcott was staggering all over the place.
So was I.
Oh, say, Jack, did you read that last week President Eisenhower played golf at the club you belong to in Palm Springs, Tamarisk?
Yes, Don. And what a thrill I got when I read that. Just imagine. The President of the United States driving off from the same tee that I drove off. Putting on the same green that I putted on. Tipping the same caddy that called me a cheapskate.
Well, I'm going to take a nice long vacation.
Where are you going, Buck?
Well, first I'm going to visit my hometown, Waukegan, and then I'm going to take a trip to Europe.
Europe, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I can't understand it. I pay Rochester a nice salary. What does he do with his money?
Well, almost every year you go to England. And to celebrate, Rochester throws a little party here which puts him in debt.
Oh. So while I'm away, Rochester throws a party here. How long does a party last?
That depends on how long you stay in England.
The party lasts for 2 months?
Plus 6 days if you come back by boat.
While he was on vacation, he relaxed, took it easy, played golf, even went to Europe.
Say, Jack, we'll be off the air in a couple of weeks, and I wonder where are you going for your vacation this summer? Oh, I guess after I finish all my personal appearances, I'll probably go to Las Vegas for a couple of weeks.
Thank you, thank you. Hello again, this is Jack Benny, who never played a slot machine in his life, talking.
In 1938, Jack and Mary built a home on Roxbury Drive in Beverly Hills. They lived there until 1965.
We bring you a man who has just become Beverly Hills' latest taxpayer and homeowner, Jack Benny.
Yes, sir. Hello again. This is Jack Benny coming to you through a second mortgage. And, Don, I'm tickled to death that you brought up the subject of my new home. I've been dying to talk about it. You know, it's the first real thing I've ever owned. Certainly, I'm in a swell neighborhood, ain't I, Mary?
I'll say. Listen, Don, you know Ginger Rogers, the movie star, don't you?
Oh, yes, Mary.
Well, her uncle buys fish at the market right next door to Jack's house.
Jack said he lived on Camden Drive, but this was fiction.
I didn't know you had an uncle in Beverly Hills. Where does he live?
360 North Camden Drive.
Wait a minute. That's my address. That's my house.
I've been meaning to tell you, boss, he lives in the garage.
The fictional address was not consistent. For example, in the following clip, Jack says Camden Drive is his business address.
Your home address?
700 North Rexford.
Your business address?
360 North Camden Drive.
In this clip, Jack says the right street name, Roxbury Drive.
Last Thursday night at his cozy home on Roxbury Drive, Jack Benny, star of stage, screen, and radio, gave the outstanding party of the social season.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Benny, which team are you going to cheer for?
UCLA.
Why?
Well, I live in Beverly Hills near the college, so it's the neighborly thing for me to cheer for the UCLA team.
And besides, he washes their jerseys.
Yeah, those grass stains are murder.
Yeah, I've been walking fast. I'm almost to Beverly Hills. I'm glad I live here. Beverly Hills must be the classiest community in the whole world. Yep, there's a sign. You are now entering Beverly Hills. Gee, these rugs on the sidewalks are nice. I think Howard Hughes lives around here. Oh, yes, there's his house. Gosh, his yard looks beautiful.
Oh, darn those kids in this neighborhood. I'm going right out there and give them a good thanking. Did you see who they were?
Yes, it was Ronnie Coleman, Wally Berry, Bobby Taylor, and the Barrymore brothers.
Oh, the Beverly Hills mob, eh?
This is 1952.
Oh, you want to buy a house?
Yeah. How much would you take for this one?
Oh, don't be silly, Dennis. My house isn't for sale.
I know, but if it were for sale, how much would you take?
Well, hey, let me see. It's in the best part of Beverly Hills, and I have an acre of land, 12 rooms, a swimming pool. Oh, I'd ask about $100,000.
I wouldn't have this dump if you gave it to me.
This is certainly a nice house you have here, Mr. Benny.
Oh, I'm glad you like it. How many rooms do you have? 26.
Here's a beautiful home, 28 rooms, gorgeous grounds, large swimming pool, and the location...
Jack, you're squeezing my arm.
Home. Home, sweet home. Ah, the house sure looks good. Everything is just like I left it.
Yes!
Piano was in the corner, my easy chair by the lamp, and...
Jack.
What?
Let's go in the den and turn on the television set. It's almost time for the game.
Okay.
Do you mind if I go into the other room and practice my song a bit?
No, go right ahead. Go in the living room. There's a player piano in there.
During his career in show business, Jack Benny has received many awards, plaques, and mementos, which he keeps in his trophy room. At the moment, Rochester is in there dusting them off.
Doggone, Mr. Benny sure has a lot of trophies in this room. Here's the key to the city of Waukegan. Here's the key to the city of St. Joe. Here's a doorknob to Cucamonga. They don't even bother to lock that place.
What size swimming pool are you going to put in?
Well, just a normal size, 20 by 40. I don't think I can afford a big one like you or like my brother Bing's.
Well, my pool is pretty big. It's 60 by 100.
In 1948, Jack and Mary built a vacation home in Palm Springs, California.
Well, kids, here we are. There's my house. What do you think of it?
Oh, boy, I think it's swell.
I can't wait till it's finished.
Here are references to religion.
Oh, Mr. Benny.
What is it?
Good yanta.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Jack improvises and calls Phil Wanga. Wanga is Phil's real name. Then, Phil improvises a response.
You can say that again, Wanga. Well, look, Yonko, how about it?
And I'm going to take the part Van Heflin played, that of a rough, tough gold prospector, Irish Gallagher.
You're Irish Gallagher?
That's right.
Oy vey.
Never mind.
I can't understand how anyone who sings so beautifully can come in here and act like you do. What makes you behave like that?
I don't know. I'm just a meshuggah and a mixed-up kid.
I'll say you are.
Here is Jack's life beginning in 1950, when he was 56 years old.
How long have you been married to that schnook? 22 years.
Well, what time does Benny want us to get over to his house, anyway?
6:30.
6:30? Ain't that kind of early for a party?
Not if you want to see him. He goes to bed at 9.
Jack, do you still enjoy doing radio? I mean, after all these years.
Yes, Benita, very much.
Jack focused more on his dream, which was to play serious concert violin. He played violin performances for charity, and he raised millions of dollars.
To Jack Benny, the humanitarian and friend of all mankind.
At age 80, Jack continued to perform up until 2 weeks before his death, on December 26, 1974.
Look at him sleep there. Not a care in the world. Look at that smile on his face. He must be having the same dream he has every night. He thinks he's just finished a violin concert at Carnegie Hall and the whole audience is applauding and yelling, "Bravo!" Yep, that was it. He took a bow and fell out of bed.